Tuesday morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV every Tuesday, 7 a.m. If you like us, come on back next week. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Case Kiefer, Taylor Byrne, breaking down all the Las Vegas sports news. And, of course, we talk with those Rebels, those cardiac kids, Case Kiefer and Taylor Byrne. Taylor, you've been covering the team. You were there in Fresno for the disaster, the train wreck.
The debacle.
Love all those
words. What other words could we...
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fresno's terrible. Yeah, they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, they entered with 7 wins, last place in the league, and somehow they were winning by 16 points.
Oh, and they were missing their 7-foot freshman, who's the conference games is the league-leading shot blocker. And they also didn't have another one of their reserves, who, according to the Fresno Bee, missed the game because of class. What kind of, like, did he just assume they were going to get waxed and didn't even think that it was, that he couldn't, like, move his history exam?
He had a test to take.
Yeah, they make accommodations for all those guys. That was a very strange situation to me. Not as strange as UNLV not showing up at all, although I guess, I don't know why I'm surprised by it.
Give us some background first. Was UNLV supposed to have a good team this year? That's right. Some people had them going like deep in this NCAA tournament thing, and now all of a sudden,
yeah, sell your tickets.
Yeah,
if you bought them,
UNLV is losing by 16 to Fresno. Just a combination of things. Some people question their effort. That was the case against Boise, where they trailed the entire game. Dave Rice defends his guys and says effort wasn't a problem against Fresno. I would think
agree to disagree.
I think everybody that was there says that. Begin breaking down the disaster. What happened? What didn't happen? Or should we say that's all in the past? UNLV made it right with one of their best performances of the year Saturday, beating New Mexico.
Now, they were probably always going to win that New Mexico game. And so you have to do yourself a favor by taking care of the most winnable road game in league play by far was at Fresno. Like, there's just no question. You have to get the job done in that. I remember sitting at halftime when it was a tie game, just kind of looking around at the crowd that didn't even seem to want to be there. Fresno fans left early. First of all, like, none showed up. Like, I think the announced attendance was over 8,000, not even close to that. And, you know, maybe 7,000, which is less than half the place seats. The upper bowl was all roped off. Like, you couldn't even see the seats up there. These people did not care about the biggest win of their season. And they seemed to put the same effort into cheering as UNLV did into trying to win the game. You know, like, Dave and Anthony Marshall, the two guys I talked to after the game, all they would say was that it was that they didn't make shots. And I was willing, I think, more than most people to concede that they did get some good looks, that they had a lot of, you know, the in and out, halfway down the bucket, all that stuff. That's not an excuse, or that's not the whole reason that you lose to a team that you're that much better than. There's a lot of problems with that. I think a lot of it, you may have even...
But they weren't hitting their shots. I mean, that is true.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Get easier shots. They're playing without their 7-foot freshman, and it's Fresno. They're not good. Like, this is the same thing like at Portland, the first road game of the year. I remember thinking UNLV would walk over them. I knew all of the road problems, but I just became obsessed with looking at the opponent and realizing that they are really, really bad. Okay. And when you look at Fresno, they're bad.
I got a great question for you. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk 91.5 KUNV. Good Tuesday morning. Taylor Byrne, Case Kiefer, and I are up. Boys, I'm going to ask you both this question. We're talking about UNLV struggles on the road. So obviously, I bring up UNLV football. They haven't won on the road in 3 years, maybe one time in the last 5 years, give or take. But there were games that if we thought the Rebels would win, just like this Fresno game. Which was worse? UNLV football losing at Hawaii by 40-some points, and Hawaii was...
That was predictable.
The worst, or UNLV losing to Fresno. I can't even finish my question.
I know, because, no, the game I think that you should have pointed out was the road game before that for UNLV football.
The CSU game.
Yeah. Like, okay. The winnable should have done something and just got waxed. By the time they went to Hawaii, the season was over. They didn't care. Like, the fact that the game was that lopsided was maybe a little surprising, but I think most everybody expected UNLV to drop that game. The Colorado State one? No. Like, there was still a little bit something to play for, kind of even matchups, and they just didn't show up at all. You know, so I think that's the closer comparison. But this is still, UNLV basketball is playing for something much greater than UNLV football had a chance to or has had a chance to.
Or ever will have a chance to, arguably.
I won't say ever, but yes, for the foreseeable future. And to just drop it like that, to drop yourself three games back at a crucial time when you had the first place team coming in. You had everything there. You know, forget the Boise loss. Boise State was playing for its life. It got a starter back. And yeah, UNLV no-showed the first half, but they at least showed a little fight in the second half. There was none of that at Fresno.
Kiefer?
Yeah, I pick basketball just because there's actual expectations and people actually care.
Are you saying there's something? I mean, Colorado State
and the football game had there's nothing on the line. I mean, it should the way they lost.
My total bet was
should have cost line. Should have cost someone their job, but I don't think it cost anyone their job.
Here's somehow. The deal.
Coordinators
in the NBA, they play 84 games or 82 games. And you expect some nights that these guys just don't come to play. They take the night off. They get destroyed. And it's no big deal. College, you play 35 games. And sooner or later, you just don't come ready to play. You come out flat.
Yeah, Boise State. That's exactly what happened at Boise State. So when that happens, then your comeback game is against the league's worst team. Mm-hmm. And you're worse? Like, really?
Okay. All right.
You know, and
not cutting them any slack, Taylor.
No, because
you're like none of the Catholic school.
Credit to them for winning on Saturday against New Mexico, but I expected them to win that game.
Like, well, you expected UNLV football to beat CSU.
Yeah, or at least put up a fight.
Okay.
But again, you know, UNLV football at that point was playing for pride. UNLV basketball is playing for a seed.
So you would actually pick the football ones?
No, I was just throwing out a lively debate, but I mean, I would expect it to be a little more. I mean,
yeah, we that was very shot that down pretty one sided.
Well, it's just the football team is terrible and has been terrible for so many years, and the basketball team's supposed to be good.
To me, it's just about the stakes that are on the line. And you know, I've said this for a while. UNLV basketball they're not on the bubble. They weren't after the Boise State loss or Fresno, because really, and the credit I'll give them, the six losses. Fresno was their first bad loss. You know, Boise State is a fringe NCAA tournament team, probably not going to make it, but they at least have a chance here down the stretch to play their way in. All their other losses are to teams that are going to be dancing. So, that, you know, there's – well, actually, North Carolina is most likely, but still on the fringe a little bit. But, yeah, you know, it's just they're going to have a chance to better themselves the rest of the way, because they've still got San Diego State, Colorado State at home, the San Diego State game coming up Saturday. But before that, I won't be shocked at all if they go to Air Force Wednesday and lose.
I think
because Air Force, kind of like Boise State, playing for its life right now.
And Air Force, to its credit, is a big matchup problem for UNLV.
And they are a different team under Pilipovich. They are putting up some points.
Yeah, and they really confuse UNLV defensively. Mm-hmm. UNLV, of the games I've seen this year, only the home games, that was as kind of dysfunctional as they looked, was that Air Force game to me.
Yeah.
With just the way Air Force attacked them. They used zone for a while. They switched in and out. It was a great job by Air Force. For me, we're talking right here on LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk about the UNLV basketball team, lose at Boise, lose at Fresno, come back and win Saturday against New Mexico. And I think you hit the nail directly on the head. They're not in jeopardy of not making the tournament, but I think what's slowly happened is they went from a real comfortable 5/6 seed to now they're getting close to that 8-9 line.
I think they're on the 8-9 line right now.
Okay, and you know what that means. They'll go in the Midwest and they'll play Kansas, or they'll be paired up
Kansas is not going to be a one.
Not well, somehow year, it'll work. Like,
yeah, but they do always end up being in the same
that
spot.
That is true.
Some be a 7-10 play against like Oklahoma.
Yes, I've heard that.
And then get Kansas as the 2 seed or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
that
would be that would make sense.
Do it in Kansas City. I'd like to go back, get some barbecue. I'm good with that.
I know everyone would be really upset if they were the 8-9 because they seems like they always are, but I don't think that it's as bad this year as in past years.
That's true.
These ones don't seem unbeatable. Like, I think UNLV on a good day could beat most of the teams that are going to be ones.
And you
no way.
Hold on.
Yes.
UNLV.
What, you don't believe in upsets? Have you ever watched? Have you watched basketball at all? Kansas, who you just said is going to be a one seed, was a 17-point favorite at TCU and lost. No, he said they
weren't going to be a one seed.
You said UNLV would match up good against all the
ones. I did not say they would match up good. I said they'd have a chance to win.
A chance to win.
That's a big, big difference.
UNLV is best shot. Upsets. Would win one of those against like a B performance from who are like the one seeds right now? Is it like
Indiana, Duke, Michigan?
If one of those they're not beating Michigan.
If one of those teams plays a bad game and UNLV plays great, they can easily. They're like a 9-point underdog in that game, probably, right? 10 on a neutral floor. KU, who you're kissing up to right now, surprisingly, they were a 17-point favorite against TCU and lost by like 8. Nine or 10-point, I will guarantee you right now, one of these 8 seeds will beat a 1 seed this year, and I wouldn't be stunned if it was UNLV.
I know upsets happen in the tournament. I cheered greatly when Lehigh beat Duke last year.
Norfolk State was a 24-point underdog last year. I totally understand
about the upset thing in the tournament, but you said UNLV, and I'm telling you right now, this UNLV team, I don't know what it is, but anytime they have to get on a bus, train, big van, or an airplane to play a game, they are not going to be competitive, Case. And you said UNLV could pull off the upset. And I'm telling you right now, Norfolk State's got a better chance than UNLV. They can't. I don't know what it is. With football, are they traveling too cheap? Are they staying at bad hotels? Is it when they wear dark-colored uniforms? But this university in games away from Maryland Parkway or Tropicana are awful. That's all I got. Go ahead.
Well, the other team's not going to be playing at home either. UNLV
is not going to walk there. They've got to take some kind of trouble. Yeah.
I agree, but for you to totally write off UNLV upsetting a team, I think is just foolish and ridiculous. We still have half the conference season to go. The tournament, this is what's going to happen. Imagine this isn't going to happen, but if UNLV ran the table the rest of the regular season and won the Mountain West tournament, we'd be sitting in here. You would be overjoyed telling me how they're going to get to the Final Four.
I would never say they're going to the Final Four.
Well, okay, you'd say they're going to get to the Elite Eight. You just are looking too much at what just happened. There's still a lot of time to say. To say this team has no chance to upset a team in the tournament, I think is ridiculous. They're talented enough to pull an upset in the tournament. I'm probably not going to pick them to, but to write them off when they would be like a 10 or 11 point underdog at most. I mean, come on. You've watched enough sports to know there's upsets.
Yeah, I'm with Case here. Like,
I'm not against Case.
Hold on. I just want to add on to this. We're piling on you right now. I'm probably not going to pick them as of right now to make it past the round of 32. But I think saying that there's no chance that they, like, win or upset somebody in that second round is as ridiculous a statement as saying that nobody other than Bobby Houck can win at UNLV. Those are on the same. Okay. Those are the same level of ridiculousness.
Okay. Pile up on Ray Brewer Day, sponsored by.
Hey, anybody else want to throw something at Ray right now?
You were the one that got excited about this and started yelling at me that I was crazy.
Here's the deal: is this UNLV team this year, Taylor, better than the UNLV team that was last year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying more talented. I'm saying better, capable of winning a big game.
Are we looking outside, or like if they faced each other, who do I think would win?
No, I'm just saying at this point in the season, because remember last year, the collapse that we saw at Boise and Fresno happened at the end of the year. You were at the Colorado tournament.
It was already like they won their first two league road game. No, sorry. They lost at San Diego State on that last play, won their first two league road games after that, both in overtime. Like, we're lucky to survive easily. Could have gone like 0-7 after that, and then just fumbled down the stretch. It was the same thing. Great at home, really bad on the road. I think this team's best is better than that team's best, so I'll take this year's version.
And I know there's asterisks you can put to this, and you're sure going to have some ridiculous argument that tells me I'm wrong, but you're saying they absolutely cannot win on the road. They cannot beat a good team away from home. I remember watching a game 3 weeks ago. They beat San Diego State, who by most measures that I look at is a better team than they are. They won there. Okay, well, what's the asterisk here? Why can't they win any game on the road?
That was a great win in a tough environment. San Diego State, though, I will tell you, and I think my man, Mr. Mountain West over here, would agree.
Doesn't match up well.
No, San Diego State is not San Diego State right now, or this year. 9 points at Wyoming in the first half, some pretty ugly defeats. They're not as good as they've been in years past. Great win by UNLV, not taking anything away. It totally contradicts my entire argument about them being awful away from home. But I will tell you, they got lucky to beat Portland State.
It was Portland.
Same thing. Lucky to beat Cal, and congratulations, Cal, on beating Arizona. Great for the RPI for UNLV, right?
You and I won, too.
This you week. And I, of course, Mr. You and I here.
Hey, they nearly blew a 17-point lead.
Right? They almost lost at UTEP. I mean, it's just – listen, but – I will tell you this: sky's the limit. They have the talent. If they can,
the sky's fight, not.
If you don't think they can get out of the round of the 32, the sky is not even close to the limit. You just said that they couldn't get out to the Sweet 16. That means the ceiling's not even the limit.
I'm telling you, they have some talent.
That means like the first floor elevator is the limit.
Maybe like a lofted ceiling is the limit.
Yeah,
that's like you have pretty high ceilings at your place. Maybe that's the limit.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think they can pull one upset in the tournament, the sky's not the limit. You can't say that if you say they can't pull an upset in the tournament.
Put it this way, TB is going to be at our fantasy draft in March.
I will bet on that because, especially if they have a Thursday
game.
That's the
second weekend.
That means they'd have to get to the Elite Eight. And I'm not picking them to get to the Elite Eight. I'm not even picking them to get to the Sweet 16. I just am not discounting their chance.
LasVegasSun.com sports top right here on 91.5 KUNV. You're waking up with the sun. Every morning, 7 a.m. right here on 91.5. Tuesday at sports. We're talking UNLV basketball because, let's be honest, it's February, and that's what we do in Vegas in February is we cross our fingers. And I will say this. In years past, before Kruger got here and when Kruger was the coach for a little bit, UNLV, at this time of the year, the question was, how squarely on the bubble are they? What do they have to do to get in? And now it's like anything but a Sweet 16 appearance is kind of a letdown. So
I think a little bit based on preseason expectations, but when you look at the fact that they haven't, I think it's a 4-game losing streak in the NCAA tournament now. The last win was the round of 64 5 years ago.
Correct.
There was an NIT in between there.
Beat Kent State, correct.
So really, I just get a win at least. Yeah. You know, like you got to at least do that because last year, and you're probably not going to find a better matchup than only having to go to Albuquerque and playing a somewhat mediocre Colorado team, but they just
it was hot that it got done winning the Pac-12 tournament.
So what?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, UNLV no-showed that game. That was an embarrassing performance for that stage for that team. Disagree?
No, I mean I was embarrassed.
Yeah,
I mean
I was looking up changing my flight at halftime. Like that's how bad it was.
Oh.
But so considering the history. I think at this stage, I don't want to tell people to just be happy with a win, but it's at least progress, isn't it? If you get to the NCAA tournament and win a game, get yourself within, one night of making the Sweet 16, something that they haven't done since this is the Kevin Kruger year, right?
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, they've only done it once since the loss to Duke in 91.
Yeah.
Go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth.
And they did it as a 7 seed.
As a 7 seed.
And, which is probably around where they'll be this year.
But listen, they matched up real good against Wisconsin in that 2-7 game. And
this is, I guess, where we disagree. I think there are some teams that they could match up okay with that are going to be a 1 or a 2 seed this year.
I mean, give me your top 8 teams
if
in
they
college
play basketball. Is Syracuse still kind of on the 1-2 line?
Yeah.
They would be screwed against Syracuse.
I mean – I'm just telling you, I would not write them off against every team. It's going to be a 1 or 2.
Could I say something that's going to upset you, Case Kiefer?
Sure.
And I know you well.
Yeah.
Do you at all worry, and I'm going to scoot back as I say this, we're in a close quarters. Do you at all worry when talking about this UNLV basketball team in the NCAA tournament, the fact that with the exception of one player, everyone would be playing in their first tournament game?
Absolutely not. Did you see what Kentucky did last year?
None
of those kids have played in the tournament.
5 first-round draft picks, a lot different than Kate and Reinhardt, who couldn't hit the backside.
Did you see Butler 2 years in a row, who hadn't even won a tournament game the first year before they were there? Oh, well, they had some seniors, so they had played in the Horizon tournament. That's big game experience. There were 2,000 people in that gym, Case.
I mean, for the most part, though, experience in the NCAA tournament is a big thing.
It doesn't hurt.
And
but
maybe if you get later, I think the argument you could at least maybe – you can maybe argue with me better later, but I don't think in the first 2 rounds I'm not worried about experience. And who knows who they're going to play? A lot of these teams don't I mean, even Michigan, who we said would be a terrible upset with or a terrible matchup for them, does Michigan have a ton of NCAA tournament experience?
It pains me to say this, no. But Michigan's pretty good.
No, I know. I'm saying, okay. But that's just one team. I know we said they even match up poorly against. Indiana didn't go far in the tournament. A bunch of these teams don't have tournament experience. If you're going based on who has tournament experience, there's not that many teams out there that have like a lot of guys that have played in a lot of big. I mean, Kansas might be the most because they have like three starters that started in every game last year and went to the national championship. And I don't think they have. They're not.
They might be down a starter by then. Elijah Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But what I'm saying about UNLV and its chances is that, you know, it's a group of guys that are still relatively new, not just to postseason play, but to college basketball. It doesn't help the argument for UNLV.
I will agree with
that. That's what I'm talking
about.
Hold on.
Whoa. Does no one ever like say agree around you? Yeah. You just have like this instant.
There it is.
Not on this
finally.
Show.
Next topic. Taylor and I get space. All right.
But no, I definitely like right now, I think Colorado State, I love them for Sweet 16. Obviously a lot of it has to do with matchups, but oh man, I love this team. Like, I think them and New Mexico are clearly the two best teams in the league. They're balanced. They are, you know, not necessarily experienced. They've got groups of guys that have played together.
That doesn't mean much, though, experience.
I didn't say experience. I said have played together.
Oh, okay, together.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got some good chemistry.
Sure.
And they're not missing a basketball game to take a chemistry exam.
Exactly. That's a big fact. You will not see Colton Iverson passing on next Wednesday's trip to Las Vegas.
No, I mean, you can argue for that, but the question was, am I worried about it? I'm not worried about it at all. I'm not worried about it. Bottom line.
You know, Colorado State doesn't have anybody who's won a NCAA tournament game, unless I'm completely forgetting something, because they lost in the first round last year.
And they were lucky. I mean, they got there.
Yeah, they snuck in there all that. I like them because they're incredibly good at rebounding at both ends. Pierce Hornung is probably my favorite player to watch.
With that said, next Wednesday, UNLV beats them by 10.
Maybe not.
Okay.
I thought they'd win at Fresno, too, and that didn't pan out.
UNLV?
But I thought they'd beat New Mexico. They did. Looking at Wednesday, I think they're probably going to drop that one. And then maybe drop Colorado State. Once we get closer, I'll have a better feel for it. But
you think they're going to win by 10?
Yeah. I'll say
win by 3.
I'm at home.
Three? Can I go back?
It's hard to go against them.
Could I go back 15 minutes and ask you one more question about the loss at Fresno?
I guess.
How would you rate the courts torn by the Bulldog fans?
There was like eight kids out there. We actually talked about this during the game too. It was reminiscent of the Valentine's Day game last year where Hank Thorns, another Vegas kid, went off in the second half. And I think Deadspin even had a story the next day that the headline was like the saddest court storm ever because it was like 40 people after an overtime game. And this too was led by a Vegas kid whose name escapes me right now.
Kevin Olakabe. Yeah.
Olakabe. That's an awesome last name.
When he was at Cimarron,
he scored like 40 points
every night. Him, Kevin, 42, three other guys, 8, and they'd win every game.
Did UNLV look at him much?
No, I don't think so. He committed to Fresno pretty much out of the blue one day, too, if I remember.
He played since the time he was a freshman, too, yeah, right? I think he started.
Yeah,
but you're right. It was a pretty weak court storm.
Yeah.
But you'll have that.
I mean, Mikey Thompson from Boise, who had a great game against UNLV.
He was pushed into the starting lineup because they had an injury there. Boise State cannot get healthy.
Wow, he started in that game?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the game Case and I were robbed of. Canyon Springs, his senior year, had like 10 seniors. They were all pretty good. And it was the year that Muhammad and Roscoe and Ben were juniors, and they were supposed to play in the state finals, but then Gorman got upset on the way there, and we never got our game.
It would have been better than a lot of low-level college games, for sure.
A lot of talent.
Those teams were awesome. Yeah.
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, talking UNLV sports with the Sun's own Taylor Byrne and Case Kiefer, and I'm Ray Brewer. I work here, too.
So what do you think happens Wednesday at Air Force?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it pains me to say this, being a Rebel grad, and it was my team growing up, and I don't want to be fooled by the win against New Mexico because, you know, they
– Then don't be.
Yeah, I mean, they stink away from home. I mean, there's no other way around it. And Air Force is actually decent this year. In fact, Air Force is higher in the league than UNLV going into the game.
No, they're even.
Are they?
They're both 5-4.
Okay. Well, they were Saturday higher, but yeah, had a better
they,
record.
Really bad loss for Air Force. They were at Reno, and in the with 2.5 minutes to go, they were up 7. According to KenPom.com, had like a 92% win probability, and then got outscored like 15-3 the rest of the way or something like that.
Speaking just, of
they needed that game.
Of weekend bad beats, I had a Friday, Harvard was playing maybe Cornell, and they were up 13 with like 4 to play. It was like 65-52. And I had like Harvard minus like 6 or 7. And Cornell Harvard didn't score the rest of the game. They won 65-64.
Ouch.
Seems how like could you not score in the last 4 minutes?
Nah, hey, I had Air Force plus 3.5 in that game at Reno. So yeah.
What, UNLV is probably going to be favored at Air Force, don't you think?
Yes.
A point and a half or two, maybe even three.
What will the line be?
Well, they were 4 at Boise.
Okay, well, maybe even two, more than that.
Which I bet, and I bragged.
No, it'll be less than Boise.
I was bragging to Taylor about that before the game. And you were like, yeah, that was awesome. Good work, Ray.
Real I'm picking UNLV.
I believe I texted you back, like, I think that my score, my predicted score, like lined up with that prediction, but there's no way I would bet UNLV on the road.
Yeah. And then I had New Mexico Saturday, so I'm really seeing the Rebels solid right now.
Why did you?
I got UNLV.
Don't do that.
You had UNLV Saturday?
No, I've got UNLV against Air Force. Since you guys are both picking Air Force, there's got to be one homer in here.
Well, you have to Rebels. Remember that gym at Air Force is
tiny,
it's quaint.
And it's military appreciation, or not military appreciation night, just military night. Dave had a really bad pun after the New Mexico game. Said, so the Air Force is going to be wearing camouflage uniforms, so hopefully we can find them out there on the court. I was just like, oh, God.
Nice.
Wouldn't it be cool Dave if UNLV broke out with some camos?
It'd be interesting. And so it'll be I think I saw like $5 tickets. For Air Force, and Air Force packed the gym last week when San Diego State came to town. That was a big win for the Falcons, and so I'm hoping that they'll turn out for this one too. Hopefully, it doesn't end like Wyoming Air Force football military appreciation night did.
Yeah, but we're talking for UNLV to get to Air Force. It's a flight and a drive, which is two things they don't do well. So whatever the line is, I'm taking the Falcons.
I'm not betting it because I just don't trust like a. All the numbers say bet against UNLV on the road, but I also always have in my mind that if they play like they should or play up to potential, that they'll win the game. So I abstain.
You got me fired up with your arguments. How about we haven't seen the line. We don't know what it will be. I will make a friendly wager right here. Straight I will up. Book your action, whatever you want right now. I'll take UNLV with whatever the line is. You can take Air Force. Deal.
High got five. It. That signifies a bet has been made.
Subway sandwich?
Subway sandwich,
oh,
sure.
Good. At least ooh, like
a sandwich. A deli meat sandwich.
Sure, a sandwich.
Yeah. Make him take you to Firehouse.
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5 KUNV. We'll talk to everybody Tuesday. Be safe.